Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Bold Faith Podcast, a podcast dedicated to getting real, bold, and honest when it comes to living and fighting for your everyday faith. My name is Brittany Durfee and I'm your host. I'm so happy that you are here. If this is your first time, hello, welcome, hola, ¿cómo te va? And if you have been here once or twice, hello, Faith Finder. Welcome back. Today is a bonus episode, and I am excited. But first, before I get to that, I want to tell you guys our foundation, what we're kind of anchored on is the Book of Acts, and this whole ideal of when ordinary men and women decided to have bold faith, and they were fighting and living out their faith every day, which is basically their relationship with God, their relationship with the Word, and they were just on fire for God. They were living out for God out loud. They were men and women just like you and me, just fighting for the kingdom in their everyday and their coming and their going. And I think that's what God is calling us to be in this season. I think that's what the next generation that he's trying to level up, he's trying to raise up. And so we're here to discuss all the real life, day-to-day issues, testimonies, challenges, struggle bus, all the things when it comes to building the daily incremental habits of our faith. So today's a fun episode. Let's get excited. Let's do a little drum roll. Guess what today is? It's our anniversary. Hey, it's our 1 year anniversary. I know that was a little Tony tone. You don't have to be sanctified all the time, but today is our 1 year anniversary. It is 1 year from the time we had launched back in December 16th of 2020. And it's been a whole year, you guys, and I am just filled with joy. I had to look at the calendar twice, like, oh my gosh. Thank you, God. Thank you for getting us this far. Thank you for just being always in your will and your provision and making these episodes the way that you wanted it to be and really just using me as an instrument and as a vessel. I tell you guys all the time, I'm just simply here, just saying, yes, Lord, whatever it is that you want me to say in my quirkiness, in my seven different laughs and funny personality, I am here and available for you. I think that with all of the hard work, this has to be a celebration episode. We have to go back. We have to reflect. Let us celebrate, because in those moments, we can go back and we can just thank God for just where he's brought us from. I wanted to start with, if this is your first time where you didn't catch the first episode, and I've kind of said this throughout the many different seasons and whatnot, but how this podcast had started was we were in the middle of 2020, the middle of 2020 during a pandemic. And it's so incredible of what God will do with you when you're still and you're silent, of all the wonderful things that he just can just download in you. And I think I was just in a season of trying to hear the next move. Like, God, what do you want me to do? I think before I'd been writing, I had been journaling, I had pulled together this women's group, a woman of fellowship, to kind of talk about faith issues. And God was like, I want you to start a podcast. And I was like, no, like, that's not me. Like, it was nerve-wracking because I do production, I do events and all that fun jazzy jazz stuff, but I didn't really know, like, all the intricacies of a podcast. It seemed very intimidating, and God likes to use us, as everyone likes to say. He doesn't call the qualified, he calls the unqualified for those people that like to obey and are available. And so it's just a time that I can go back and be like, oh, wow, God, like, I could not imagine not having the podcast. But in that previous season, if I would not have said yes, Lord, where would I have been? Where would my faith had been? Because you guys, this podcast is not only for you, it is also for me. I can't just be over here talking about big, bold faith without actually having bold faith. It's so powerful the way that God works. That's the only thing I can think of. He's so instrumental. He's so intentional. He knows all things. And to see it come into full circle is just awestruck, all and worthy, and just honor and praise. So I want to make sure that I give praise to the God Almighty. And if you guys loved any of the episodes, thank God for his message through me. Yes, I said yes, but it's always through him. And so I want to encourage you, if God's challenging you or asking you to do something supernatural, something that seems impossible, God can do it. God can use you. You just literally have to say yes, and you have to do the work with it as well. I want to just say that, of course, the whole faith without works, That's a true thing. There's been many a nights where I've had to give up some sleep and had to give up some things and sacrifice some things, but I would have, you know, I would have done it twice or three times over just to see, you know, people's lives being changed. And further, you guys just, you know, getting the revelation of what you need in this day and age. There's so much information out there. So always a willing and available to encourage. But that's how we got started. So that's where we were. But where we are now, I just want to thank you guys again for all your support over the last year. There has been 22 episodes, including this one. So that's 22 times that I've said yes over and over again, which, you guys, it's consistency, right? We're building boldness, and that's on being intentional of our habits and our day-to-day faith. And so once you keep saying yes over and over, it gets a little easier, but you are required. You're required to do a little bit more. And in those 22 times of saying yes over and over, there was countless nights of just listening and obeying God. There are episodes and things that I said that I was like, oh, no, God. There's just so much to be proud for of just looking over. So I'm so excited for my little small baby of Big Bold Faith. There's been almost 20 hours of content. If you have not listened, I encourage you to go back and listen to all of the episodes. But if not, just choose a few that you haven't already and listen to them just on your way. I think that there's an incredible word for everyone. We've had almost 1,000 downloads, you guys. I do not track this stuff, by the way. I'd be like, okay, God, what is the assignment and what is the word? I am so confident that the people will come as long as the Holy Spirit is in me and I need to do what I need to do. But we had almost 1,000 downloads. So thank you guys for sharing. Thank you guys for showing up. We have listeners in the US. We've got some in Europe. Shout out. And we've got some in Asia too, you guys. What a wonderful thing that we are being part of the Great Commission, and we are spreading the word to everyone and anyone that is willing to listen and open up their ears to be attuned. But I'm going to stop and pause right now. I'm going to ask you to bless me with a gift. And by me, I also mean the whole ministry, because it's a person of one over here. But I'm assuming that you guys will plant seeds by blessing us with this gift. If you haven't already subscribed, set a reminder notification in your Spotify or your iTunes, or have left a rating, will you please do that today? Once you finish listening to that, please go back. If you see an episode that you love or just the podcast in general, go ahead, rate us. I would love to hear more about you guys. I would love for you guys to put that information out so that you're sharing the word with other people. So when people come across the podcast, they're looking for encouragement or, you know, how all the algorithms work. This is just a way to get the message out. And I'm believing for it. I'm believing in 2022 that the podcast is going to expand. But of course, we need your help. We need your partnership. So I'm asking you, if you haven't already done so, take a moment today. You know, we can pause right now if you would like, and just go and make sure that you're already subscribed either through Apple, if you're through Spotify, any of the networks that you listen to your podcast, make sure that you have that subscribe button on so you know when the latest episodes come and you're the first to know. And then, you know, if you love it, go ahead, rate it. I'm not going to tell you to do a 4 or 5 star. I'm very much aware of how the stars work, but I want to hear your honest feedback. If this has blessed you, if there's something you want to be listening or hearing more of, or a way to bless your day-to-day life when it comes to walking in your faith, I definitely want to hear it as well. But I want to start with sharing a few reviews from our faith finders. And our first one goes like this. I was blessed to be invited as a guest on the Big Bold Faith podcast, where I discuss radical healing along with the other mental health topics. And ironically, I left feeling healed. Brittany is so intentional in the questions she asks and is a natural at this. It is evident that she puts her soul in each episode. I can listen to this podcast over and over, especially appreciate how intentional she is about ensuring God is acknowledged. This alone will continue to elevate the podcast to higher heights. Keep making God smile. Okay, so do you guys know who that is? If you don't know, first off, shout out to Miss, or should I say Dr. T or Dr. Tierra T. Ellis, if I'm being correct. the wonderful review. I read this and I instantly smiled and I was cackling to myself. And I was like, it was such a great interview and it was so wonderful and pleasant to have you on. And if you haven't already checked it out, then you're in luck. I'm going to play a small snippet from this episode. And I think that there's so much power in just a small fraction of what we had talked about. It is a nice hour-long interview between me and Dr. T. Ellis. And we're just talking about mental health. We're talking about psychology. We're talking about God. We're talking about all the things. And when it comes to kind of getting past our mind and the thing that holds us back from being progressive in our faith and how we walk forward. So let's take a listen.
But not going to therapy and not healing can throw you off from your purpose. And so, for instance, to give you an example, like say, and I'll just go back to, so I don't have to give a whole example, like I'll go back to the inner child work that we were talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Say that you have, because of that child wound, you have like these patterns of, you know, these patterns to protect that child or that adult. The child has these patterns to protect that adult, right? And so until you actually like go to therapy to heal from those patterns, you know, that healing from those patterns may be the next direction in your purpose. And if we don't, you know, heal, then we may not be on the right track. Yeah. And so that's where I always like put, and honestly, this actually like was clear for me being in therapy. This actually was just being in therapy myself, right? When I was like, oh my God, like, if I didn't talk about that, like, then I wouldn't have, you know, it's like, I wouldn't, like, certain things that I've, like, gone through and healed from in therapy in the short time I've been in therapy. I've been in therapy since January, it's June. But just that little bit of time, like, I've been able to see how, like, I may have, if I didn't go to therapy, how I may not have been able to walk in my purpose in just these few months alone that I had.
Oh, wow. You guys, do you remember that episode? It was so good. I mean, all the wonderful practical tips Dr. T shared, and just knowing that in order to go forward in purpose, we have to change. Let me say that again. In order for us to go forward in purpose, we have to change. And let me share with you that I learned recently. If you're going through a challenge or you're going through something that feels challenging, have peace because change is on the way. And we have to change our old ways if we're really going to live in fullness of everything that we're called to be in the faith that God has ordained for us and everything that He has put before us in our steps. We've got to change. We've got to be willing. We've got to be open. We've got to be available. And maybe it's not really purpose that you're lacking. Maybe you're just lacking the ability to be flexible in changing your ways. I know that I have. I just recently took a self-awareness test and it was like, you know, it would be okay if you let your hair down a little bit more than, you know, once every blue moon. So just think about that as you continue praying, as you continue walking in your faith. But let the Holy Spirit drive the car and stop being the backseat driver. That will be my small little faith tip for you. Let the Holy Spirit drive the car and let go and stop backseat driving, because we like to tell God what to do, when to do, how to do, why we're not going to do all the things. And I think that that limits our growth as well. But okay, let's share another wonderful review from another listener. And I encourage you, like I said, if you haven't already rated us on Apple or written a review, read them. I would be honored to read them here, to share them with other people, to encourage and inspire them. So please do so today. It helps spread the word, of course. And here's what our next listener had to say. I love this podcast and really enjoyed this episode. This was also a needed reminder to get back to the journaling and that God hears our prayers. Even prayers about wanting friends. Favorite quotes from this episode, and this is the episode called Spiritual Squad. Ministry goes beyond the pulpit, and don't pray away the pain, but praise Him. And to the listener that said this, thank you so much. I love all of the episodes. They all mean something. But this one really hits home because I feel like just the little things that we forget to pray about. And that's surrounding yourself in a community of God believing people that can hold you up, that can be your squad, that can be your circle, that can lift you up, that can be your Aaron and your Hur, that can sharpen your iron. And a lot of times we forget that. And I think that definitely something that I've been learning. And even since that episode, I've gotten some new people part of my spiritual squad. So shout out. You know who you are. And I just keep praying. I have a vision. I have a vision that God will grant me an even larger squad of people. So I'm excited about that. And in celebration of our first year of Harvest, I wanted to gift two of our lucky listeners with a yearly prayer journal by Val Marie. I talk about this through many, many different episodes about prayer journals, writing down people's prayers, asking people for their praise reports. And anyone that knows me, I am, I guess, really religious, quotes, about filling this out and understanding and hearing God's words and hearing God fulfill praises and prayers that people have asked. And I want to gift you guys for one, for showing up weekly, supporting us, and just loving on us and praying for us on a daily or weekly basis. Definitely want to appreciate that. But then two, just to empower your year of 2022 as a year of prayer, as a year of whatever God has for you in this next season. I think prayer is definitely going to be your answer. And I want to give it to you as a gift so that you can write it down and you can remember. The best thing about the prayer journal, along with, you know, writing down the adoration of what God is, and there's like a prayer journal, you can write down your actual prayers. The wonderful thing about it, you guys, I love going back and looking like in 2022, I'll take some time during this year to go back and be like, okay, God, you know, at the end of 2020, you didn't answer all these prayers, but oh, now we're at the end of 2021. Wow, you answered those prayers. And so you are a faithful God, right? You're an on-time God, right? That's the song, God, you're an on-time God. And I want to give you guys that same gift to empower your faith walk wherever you are. So here are the details. There are going to be two lucky winners starting today, Wednesday, December 15th, until Tuesday, December 21st. You have that time frame to subscribe to the Big Bold Faith newsletter. I will leave that link into our show notes. It will also be on our link through Instagram. At that time, you can sign up. And we will do a raffle. And once the raffle is done, I will reach out to you personally to get your mailing address and ship it to you just in time before the new year. So you have the power of prayer and you are equipped for 2022. And I think that it's going to be wonderful for you guys. But as a way to say thank you, as a way to celebrate our year, I could not just not have anything for you guys. So I think that this will be definitely intentional and purposeful for your walk of creating big, bold faith. So let's jump into another episode and an interview that I really, 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 really loved. It's funny because with this person, they reached out to me and I seriously didn't even know who they were. And I remember that time of thinking like, oh God, today is Saturday. Or I think it was Let me be honest. It was a Thursday. And I think the podcast was supposed to come out the next week. And I was like, I really don't have anything. I do not have anything. And someone hit me up and they reached out and they were like, hey, we would like to be on your podcast. And I was like, Big Bold Faith podcast or somebody else's podcast? Because we knew, like, new. And I don't know nobody. And they were like, yeah, we love the work that you're doing. And I think that this will be a great partnership. And you guys, I was stressed. I was researching. I was looking. Because it takes a lot to prepare for a podcast, and especially when you're interviewing people and understanding who they are and just connection altogether. But God shows up and shows out like he always do. And I'm telling you all, you have to trust the process when it comes to God. It's not always easy, but it is always worth it. And so I love this episode because of the boldness of this person's faith. It just showed me that, you know, no matter where we are in our seasons, no matter where we are in our growth, there's always something to learn. And so let's jump into this episode and hear the goodness that comes from this wonderful person's testimony.
explain this to me from a grace perspective, because my father taught grace. My father was a minister of music, but he was also my Sunday school teacher. So we learned grace. We learned, you know, what it meant to understand the grace of God. I wanted to say, God, how is your grace attached to this if he just passed the day after Christmas? You know, and so I was like, show us your perspective on this situation, because I know God had a plan and I know God had a purpose for this. And God did it. When I tell you, God did it. So this is just my story, because, you know, we're telling our story. About 2 days before my dad passed, he was already in the hospital. He was on a ventilator. And, you know, we were praying hard. We'd seen people healed. We were praying hard for, you know, the people come out. You know, my dad was like, he wanted to come out. And God said something to me. And I even told one of my brothers this, and I told my mom later. God said something to me. He said, now, if I show myself to your dad and he wants to come home, you can't be upset about that.
Wow.
He literally said it. This was like 2 days before he passed. I mean, in the middle of praying hard, he was like, I know y'all are praying and I can do it. But if I show, he said, if I show myself to your father, he wants to come home.
He wants to come home.
You have to let him come home.
Yeah.
And that was a seed for me to first remind, I didn't know it then, but that was a seed for me to first remind me, okay, he doesn't belong to me.
No, none of our parents and none of us as people belong to each other. Like you have to give them back to God.
Yes. And I think if it wasn't for God saying that to me, it would have been an even worse situation. And so it was confirmed, because that morning of 2 days before he passed, we got a call from the hospital, and my mom called me. She was like, yo, we have to go to the hospital. They're letting us in. First of all, it was favor for them letting us in, because they weren't letting people in. They let us in, but on the way there, my mom said the doctor called her and said, for some reason, my dad came out of the coma they put him in and he took the breathing out. And we were like, why would he do that? And immediately the Holy Spirit reminded me. He said, I asked you a question. He said, if I show myself to him and he wants to come home, can you handle that?
Wow, you guys, that is our two-part episode. You are made strong in your grieving with the psalmist Gary Swindell Jr. You guys, that is real bold faith right there, to give God back the one you love, just like Abraham did to Isaac. I loved Gary's testimony and just his willingness to surrender to God's will. Sometimes we're so busy trying to narrate the story or having the faith to believe for the worst not to happen. And so when God can use that too for his glory, I think that there's just a praise and there's a hallelujah that's deserved. And although his father passed away, it was a new seed that was planted. And instantly when I heard that part over again and re-listening to Gary's testimony in the episode, I thought about fruit, of course, you guys. We're talking about gleaning season, right? We're still in gleaning season. And just think about it. When an apple falls off of a tree and then it decomposes, the only thing left are the seeds. And then the seeds then sprout a new plant, thus a new tree, and then a new life of purpose. And Gary is that new life of purpose. I know that he's junior and his father was senior, but there's so much to just think and to reflect when it comes to even in God's no, or even in not God providing the way that, you know, most of all Christians would want God to do and answer and respond and be like, God, can you save this person? And God says no. There's goodness in that. There's glory in that. There's a reason for it. And I think we get a lot of bent out of shape of that expectation, right? That expectation of always God saying yes to all of our needs and him knowing better, even when it comes to, you know, death and life. All right. So those were two wonderful episodes. If you have not listened, I'm going to keep saying it. You got to go back and listen. So much great content. I want to share with you one more little snippet from this past year. That's one of my favorite. But before I do, I want you to tag us at Big Bold Faith on our Instagram and let us know, what was your favorite episode? Is there one that you felt really convicted? Was there one that you laughed a little louder? One that you could resonate with? anything that's been challenging your faith, I want to hear about it. I want to know about it. I want to know how God's working. I just want to know how God's working. It's nice. I don't need it, but it's always good to hear from you guys. And so let's jump into this next little episode. And then you have the processing problem of number two, your film is underexposed. And that basically means that it's too dark. You can't really see the details and the shadows. And I started thinking about that. You were trying to claim or to do things out of faith before you have been fully developed. And how many times do we ask God for something? He gives us the opportunity to be in a dark room for processing, to go through this waiting season. And then we, mere humans that we are, try to come out of the processing room, the waiting season, the dark room before our season, and try to do the things that we don't have the power and that we don't have the skills and tools and talents to the full potential of what we need to. All right, so that was a solo episode I did this season. I called Faith Prerequisites, and I think the information is so very prevalent today in this season of gratitude and thankfulness as we're wrapping up Thanksgiving, as we're about to head into Christmas and into a new year. Let's try to be more intentional going into this new year. There's been so much that's happened just over the course of, what has it been, 2 years, you guys, since we've been in this pandemic, and we're going into the next, and it's so easy to get caught up in the bad, in the complaining and the discontentment when we can choose joy all day, every day. And, you know, the darkness doesn't always go away. You always have to kind of choose light. You have to be a light even in the darkness. And the darkness can seem overbearing at times and comfortable. And I think that you have to choose joy. You have to be so intentional. And after a while, you choosing joy or you saying yes so many times, it becomes natural. And your response will always be joyful. It will always be filled with light. And that's how we can start kind of building more faith for the kingdom. We can start pointing more people to Christ Jesus. And let's just be better and start with that today. I'm not going to say let's start January 1st, 2022. We still have time in this year to get it right. So let's do a pre-run. For the next some odd days to the end of this year, we're going to just be thankful in one small thing day to day. I'm going to challenge you also. This, you know, I think that we should do a pre-run before we get to January 1st, because then we can be set up for success. And everyone else that starts on January 1st, you've already had like a 15 or 20 day, you know, cheat session. Like you know, be ready so you don't have to get ready. We gonna be ready before January 1st. But I just wanted to thank you all for an incredible year and the year ahead. I'm excited to see this ministry touch other people's lives. And I definitely think God has a word here for everyone as we continue working together and laying the foundation and working to build big, bold faith. I'm grateful for you guys. I'm thankful for all of the guests that I had this year. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And the guests that are going to come in the seasons coming forth. But I'm going to do things a little differently today. I usually pray over you guys in your weeks and whatever the word that God has given me to just plant seeds in you to go forward. But I'm going to pray over the podcast. So if you feel moved to or you just feel led to, please feel free to join in. It may look weird that I'm praying and you're praying also, but when two or three come together, God can hear multiple prayers at the same time. So just because one person's praying, you don't have to be silent. You don't have to not say something or whatever's in your spirit. God can hear that. And please, 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 if I have not already said this, please continue to pray for the ministry, continue to pray for the podcast, the words, the guests, whatever way God is orchestrating that I continue to be obedient, that I continue to be disciplined, and that I just keep following the steps that the Father has for us and this ministry, and that it continues to bless you guys. But I'm going to pray over the podcast. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, thank you so much for your just anointing, Lord. Thank you for another year just to be breathing and to just be in your presence, Lord. I am so grateful and so honored that you put a seed into me a year ago, and I continue to say yes, Lord. It has not always been easy, Lord, but thank you for being faithful. Thank you for being favorable, Lord. Thank you for always providing, Lord, not just being Jehovah, but Jehovah Jireh, Lord. Thank you for always being the Lord of hosts, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for always being my strength and my energy when I needed it the most. most, Lord. Thank you for always putting words in my mouth, Lord, and let them not be mine, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for letting me surrender my will, Lord, and I continue to ask that my will continue to be surrendered, Lord. Let me continue to show up to you and to spend time in your presence daily, Lord, so that I'm able to get a word from you, Lord, that I can learn more about you, Lord, that I can understand your character, Lord, that I continue to walk and be of your image and your likeness, Lord. Lord, repent and pull out of anything in me that is not like you, Lord. Remove from me distractions, Lord, from the ministry and from the purpose and the things that I am called to do in your purpose and your light, Lord. Let me continue to be everything that you've called me to be, Lord. Lord, I'm just praying over the covering of this podcast, Lord, that it goes out to the ones that need it the most, Lord. Those people that need to be encouraged in their faith, Lord, their daily faith, Lord, their consistent faith, Lord. To those people that are needing to create big, bold faith, Lord, let us walk and lead an example, Lord. Let us strive to be like Paul and to strive to be like you, Lord, leaning on the Holy Spirit in everything we do, Lord, going to you in the presence of the Lord in everything that we do, Lord. I'm praying that the ministry continues to expand, to take root, to build a tree that it can be near a stream, Lord, that we can continue to abide in you in everything that we do, Lord. Let it not be by our own works, Lord, but it be by your works, that you get all the honor, that you all get all the praise, that you give all the honor, Lord. Let us know that our help does not come from the hills, Lord, but it comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, Lord. Let us continue for praise, gratitude, and love to come out of our mouths in anything and everything we do. In your son's precious name, amen. Thank you guys for a wonderful year one. I am so excited for year two. Watch out. Let's grow.